Sanhedrin, Perek Vov, Mishnah Beis. Hayurochik min Beis Haskila Kase Amois. When he's pretty close to Beis Haskila, he's away only at a distance of 10 Amos. Oimrim Loi, his Svado. It's time to say Vidui. Shekein Derech Amumosim is Vadim. They take them out to be killed. The Vidui will be Mechaper. Shekolam Svado Yesh Lechel Kolam Abo. You're here. You made a mistake. There was something that caused you to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he did an Aveira with Edim and with Hasra. This wasn't a crime of passion. This was done in a willing and deliberate way. But now, if Rachman son, this person who's guilty, steps back and he's misvada and he's mischaret, he can be zeich at the last second to a chelek in Alam HaBosh. Shekem Atzinu Ba'ochon. Ochon is the fellow. Sha'omalo Yeshua. This is the story in the beginning of Sefer Yeshua, where Yeshua was goyzer a psak of misa on anybody with a cherem who would violate the take anything to have Hanoah from the city of Yericho that was destroyed. The city of Yericho was a mokum tumah, and it stood in the way of Kedushas Klal Yisrael capturing Eretz Yisrael. It was the first challenge that Klal Yisrael had going to Eretz Yisrael. Everybody knows the story. Yeshua went with the army of Klal Yisrael 7 times around the walls. They said Aleinu every day, and the walls came tumbling down. Agav, as an aside, if we mentioned, the tefillah of Aleinu was the tefillah of Yichud Shema Yisbarach, and that's why we finished davening, and that's why we mishtach min yom neroim. That was the tefillah of Yeshua keneged the koichos hatumah. What's not as well known is that the second part that we say al kein kavelucho was composed by Ochon himself at the point of his vidui. He was zeiche to a recognition, a deep recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in that state he composed his tefillah. Kadmonim said that the words Al-Kein Nekave are Rosh Tevis of Ochon. Sha'amala Yeshua, Yeshua Ben-Nun tells him, Bni, Simna Kovid La'Shem Elokei Yisrael, give kovid, give recognition to the Eibishter, V'tein Loi Toido. And toido is a word that you could say thank you, toda. Or it can mean admission. We're in Chanukah now. Lahoido isu lahalal, the famous word that admitting and saying thank you are really the same thing as when I tell you thank you, I'm admitting that I needed you. I'm admitting that I was deficient. I have something from your benefit. So they're really the same idea. Ten loy toido. V'yan ochenes yeshua v'yoyme omno anoichi gotosi v'kazois osisi. Minayin shekipa loy vidui. Who says that the vidui was effective? Shenema v'yoyme yeshua ma'achar tonu. With what have we been clouded? Ya'korcho Hashem b'yoyim hazeh. The mashmos of the pasuk is that there's some type of stain on the record of Klal Yisrael, but it's only b'yoyim hazeh. Hayem hazeh ato ocho. V'i ato ocho lo'elum abo. The Aveir L'maisa was forgiven. He atoned with the vidui, with the misa. V'meini yedeh l'svades oimrim loy emor. Tehei misosi kapora al kol avinoisai. Now this is the Lashon, by the way, that's printed in the Sidurim for Rachman and someone, somebody's life is slipping away, to give him to be able to say a basic vidui. Even without saying Oshamnu, Bogadnu, V'chulei, to say Tehei misosi kapora al kol avinoisai. Reb Yehuda oimer, imohi yedeh shuhu mizumam, if he knows that he wasn't really guilty, they framed him, then there were edim that planned and they got him into a situation of a chi misa. So he says, "I'm going to take misosi kapor al kol v'noisei chutz mi'ovin zeh." There's an allowance for him to save face by saying he's allowed to say a vidui. He says, "But this aver I didn't do." There's nobody who doesn't do averis. So obviously I had to die because I had to make my other averis. But l'maisa, this aver is not, is incorrect. Amru loy. There's nobody who doesn't want that Haboy Machrov should doubt. Well, maybe he wasn't such a Rosha that he did Navera aid him with Hasro. So everybody's going to add that caveat. He's going to be killed, at least. He might as well save his dignity. So that can't be that should be part. Otherwise, it would make the whole idea into a charade. Mishnah Gimel. Hoyu rochik mibeis haskila arbamis. That was when they were far away, 10 amis. The vidui obviously didn't take that long. By the time they were arbamis away, mafshit noises begodov. They stopped. They said the vidui. They brought him closer. When he's arbamis, which always in kol haTorah kula, Arba Amis is already Somach Veniru. Arba Amis is Mekoy Mishaladim. He's very close to Beis Askilo. At that point, they stripped him. Mavshit Noisis Begodov, they stripped him of all his clothing. Ho'ish Mechasen Noisim Olofonov. Basic dignity, they covered the Mokum Ho'ervo with a small cloth. V'ho'isho Milfoneh Mi'acharel, a woman who is by nature more nizbayish, without basic dignity, they covered her Milfoneh Mi'acharel from behind. Divrei Reb Yehuda V'acham Mo'im, ho'ish niskel oroim, ve'eno ish niskel osarubo. The man was given skilo, he was taka completely undressed. There's a discussion. The pasuk says over there in Parshas Emma by Skila v'rogmu oisoi. Oisoi clearly refers to a zochor, not a nekeva. So the understanding of the Gemara is that there's no chiyuv to be soikel her undressed orum because the bezoyin level is tremendous. So memela the bezdin has a right to choose. The Gemara brings the pasuk v'haftol erecho kamoicho, which is Chazal dash in this context brur lo misi yofa. The person has to die, unfortunately, for doing something deliberately against the Rebbein Shlalom, but understand the situation and treat it with a certain amount of compassion. And Mamel, the Bezdin can decide which is the better. That means the Gemara brings up the possibility that he might die quicker with less Yisurim if he's undressed. So it could be that in that case it's better. It depends on the person, depends on his physical state, and so on. A woman might, the Bezdin might make a decision, it's worth it for her to suffer a drop more, Rachman Salam, before she's dying, in order to save that from that level of bizoyim. So that's the discussion back and forth, and that's what the Tanoim are debating in this Mishnah.